This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. can now test several million people daily for coronavirus, but the boom comes with a new challenge, that is, keeping track of the results. AP's correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
Coronavirus testing sites are legally required to report their results to public health agencies. But state health officials say the results from many of the rapid tests now being administered are going unreported. That means some COVID-19 infections may not be counted. And experts say the situation could get worse. The government is shipping 100 million of the newest rapid tests for use in public schools, assisted living centers, and other new testing sites with little training or staffing to properly report the results. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said on Sunday that differences remained with U.S. President Donald Trump's administration on a wide-ranging coronavirus relief package, but that she was optimistic legislation could be pushed through before Election Day. Pelosi, the top elected official or Democrat, said that she wanted the bill passed before the November 3rd presidential election between Republican Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, but acknowledged an agreement would have to come within 48 hours for that to happen. Brazil reportedly nearly 11,000 new cases of COVID-19, 230 deaths from the disease caused by the novel coronavirus within a 24-hour period, according to the health ministry Sunday. The South American country has now registered more than 5.2 million cases since the pandemic began, while the official death toll from COVID-19 has gone to more than 153,000. This is VOA.